With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the devastation in Florida, compliments of Hurricane Helene.
Residents in Florida, where Hurricane Helene made landfall as a Cat 4 before traveling through Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee, are cleaning up following record storm surge and high winds. Cedar Key resident Keegan Ward.
I don't know how Cedar Key is going to come back from this.
Officials say millions are without power across the affected states and dozens were killed. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump holds another political rally today. Yesterday, he was telling people in Michigan that Vice President Kamala Harris has been more than just incompetent when it comes to the southern border. He calls it an act of betrayal that she has been so lax about securing the border, allowing millions of potential criminals into the country. At a campaign rally in Walker, Michigan last night, President Trump made his accusations.
There's no greater act of disloyalty than to extinguish the sovereignty of your own nation, and that's what she's done. She's ruined our nation.
Israel's military said it has carried out a precise airstrike while Hezbollah leadership was meeting at the group's headquarters just south of Beirut.
Several buildings were flattened, and rescuers worked through the night searching the rubble for survivors. This marks a sharp escalation in the violence between Israel and Hezbollah with unpredictable consequences. For almost a year, there has been concern that something like this could spark a wider regional conflict. This morning, there are two unanswered questions: whether Hassan Nasrallah is still alive, and if the Middle East will be engulfed by war.
That is BBC's Peter Bechega reporting, and this is SRN News. Christian refugees are trying to get into this country.
The Pew Research Center has been tracking the paths of people who flee the nations of their birth for religious reasons. As you might expect, Jewish people who feel threatened in their homeland mostly leave for Israel. But when it comes to Christian refugees, the place they want to come is here, the United States. More than any other country or region, this country is the hoped-for destination of believers fleeing persecution all around the world. Europe is a distant second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows a solid majority of Hispanics in this country believe abortion should be legal in most or all cases. That fact holds no matter what the religious affiliation of an Hispanic American happens to be. According to the poll, about 40% of them identify as Catholic, about one-third as Protestant or other Christian, and about one-quarter as religiously unaffiliated. This is SRN News. Already the longest living of the 45 men ever to serve as U.S. president, Jimmy Carter is about to reach the century mark. Carter remains under home hospice care. He'll turn 100 on Tuesday. It's been 10 years since 43 students from a teacher's college were abducted in southern Mexico.
The mothers of the 43 missing students read their names during a painful anniversary on Thursday, marking 10 years since the students were abducted. The students went to a town called Iguala to steal buses, a common way they obtained transportation. They were attacked by a local drug gang in cahoots with local, state, and federal authorities. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has had experts in Mexico for several years to help in the investigation, but says there's been a pact of silence in identifying the perpetrators and those who cover for them. I'm Donna Water.
More at SRNnews.com.